Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Here's a good friend of ours, Mike Hannon, who seems to run everything in Mayo. Did you? You are involved and have been in a lot of development in Mayo, and there was a while when you were coming here that we absolutely were convinced that one day actually you'd go home and stay there, but that was not in the cards, because you are, if I have to say so myself, but don't say where you heard it, you have to be one of the best public relations people who ever came from west to the Shannon, and I give you credit for that. That's, I've been trying to make a living out of that myself, and I'm getting a bit long on the tooth now, so I'm ready to give up. You have been involved, though, in a lot of organizations
over the years, and, and thank you for the compliment. And coming from you, Adrian, it really is a compliment. I mean, the power of the Irish diaspora and the Irish immigrants in the United States, they are so hugely supportive of their country. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I've been involved with a number of organizations who have come to the East Coast, particularly. Probably some of them in search of the green dollar, but a lot of them just to make friends, to network. And it's been a really interesting journey, a really interesting experience, and one that I've thoroughly enjoyed and I still do enjoy.
All right. Why don't you introduce two county leaders who we're about to talk to now. One we know extremely well.
Yeah. Well, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Joanne Graham from Mayo County Council. Joanne has recently taken on the most senior post in the county, outside that of the chief executive officer. And it was Joanne's idea initially to look at, I mean, she's been a great and is a great believer in the Mayo diaspora. And it was her concept and her thought initially that led to the formation of the County Mayo Foundation, of which I'm project manager. So Joanne is with us here this evening, and also Margaret Connell. Margaret's been working with Mayo County Council for how many years, Margaret? 13 years. So she knows more about the workings of Mayo County Council than most people at the council do.
Well, terrific. Let's pursue that a little bit, Joanne Graham. You would be Graham here. You're Graham at home?
I'm Graham at home.
Okay, well, that's all right. Graham, Graham, it'll both pass. I've been called several names on both sides of the Atlantic. Some of them wouldn't be repeating. Tell us, though, about your new duties. You've actually, you're now Director of Services Planning, Economic and Community Development at Mayo County Council, which leaves Mayo County Manager Peter Hines with virtually nothing to do.
I'm not sure I'd agree with that.
Well, he's not here, so I don't mind.
I know. Yeah, I took up my new post, Adrian, in October of last year. And really, it's all about sustaining what we have in our beautiful county of Mayo and also growing and developing its potential in terms, right across the board, in terms of jobs, in terms of people living there, and in terms of those of our young people who can be educated and work in the county.
Tell me, I do know that there are heavy duty meetings taking place here this week, which is why all of you are here. And we do know that in addition to, the O'Dwyer Cheshire Home, the O'Dwyer Forestry Project, the several organizations within Ireland, but this new foundation, which is called the County Mayo Foundation, is brand new. It would have been much better if we didn't wait for a Sligo man to come up with it, but it is, give us the outline of what makes this one different.
The County Mayo Foundation is specifically to allow people of our diaspora in the United States who are very connected with their place. And place is a very special place, as you know, mm-hmm. Very special thing in people's hearts, to more formally connect with their county. They're doing it anyway, you know, they're very, yeah, you know, if you even think of Mayo GAA, people fly home for every single match.
That's the Gaelic Athletic Association, and indeed they are. And I'm sure there are some listeners from other counties who will say, what are they crowing about? We have the same. Yes, maybe you do, but we do it better. Now, there is a tremendous interest, I would say, a lot of county organizations, and for that matter, there are so many organizations in the United States, Irish organizations in the United States, that prompted actually Senator George Mitchell, who was the key figure in delivering a Good Friday Agreement in Northern Ireland. He said that there are more Irish-American organizations in the United States than there are Irish-Americans. But we are, and the diaspora has never played such a significant role as we've seen over the last less than two decades. Yeah. How much of that is, would you say, is due to or helped by the internet and everything that goes with it?
Oh, I think a huge amount of it is, but I don't believe that we're possibly making enough of it still. I mean, even with this new foundation, everything about it will be online, and all of the activities involved and around it will be available online. And I think one of the things that really convinced us of the power of the diaspora, and that really underpinned the decision to establish this foundation with charitable status, is the fact that we had our inaugural Mayo Day last year, Adrian. And, one might say, people said it couldn't be done. What was Mayo thinking going out there and having their own Mayo Day akin with St. Patrick's Day? But, you know, there are so many people. We have one of the largest diasporas for a small county within Ireland, dotted throughout the world. And over the course of one day, which was on the first day of May last year, and again this year for the second year of it, we connected with about 15 million people through our online social media campaign, which was just simply phenomenal. People like, you know, a couple of lads from Kelchimaa, as Mags will know, worked with us and facilitated the turning red and green of Niagara Falls, which was pretty cool, all free of charge.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And we were involved ourselves in
it. Indeed,
for,
you were promoting it.
For going live to Niagara Falls for green and
that's right.
Red.
Yeah.
My God.
And it was outstanding.
We're bad enough without having something as blatant, of a universal nature than that. But it is. It's great stuff.
And fundamentally, just at a community level, that's where it's really, really important. It's the power of our communities at home. And I can, as part of my responsibility through community development, if you harness the communities and you work in collaboration with the people on the ground who make things happen, we have found that all of our initiatives are far more sustainable as a result. So again, while there was lots of activities for Mayo Day happening right throughout the world, back home in Mayo, there were up on 50 community events right across the county happening over the weekend. And this year, one of our flagship events was the Mayo World Convention, the Mayo Association World Convention, which saw all of the Mayo associations arrive into the Broadhaven Bay in Belmullet for a weekend, which was fantastic.
Yes, we know that there are it's noticeably absent from the New York area in particular are those like the Garveys, you know, who went over and said they'd be right back, and there isn't sight nor light of them since they've gone over. And this happens, of course, this is a huge conference. It is a huge gathering. How is the determination made as to where this conference is going to be held each year?
That's a decision that the Mayo associations make year on year, so, or every couple of years when the conference happens. So the committee themselves, they discuss it and they make the decision. It was in Cleveland a couple of years ago.
Yes, indeed.
And it was in Mayo this year, so I'm not, I don't know where it's moving to in 2 years' time.
I have
time.
A feeling you know and you don't want to. Ah, sure, that's all right. I want to speak with, and perhaps you can introduce, the Kuchmach girl.
Indeed.
Margaret McConnell.
Margaret Connell. And Margaret Connell has worked, as Mike alluded to, in Mayo County Council for 13 years. And she has been more recently working very closely with me in the Enterprise and Investment Unit of Mayo County Council. And she is an absolute stalwart and sterling person who just delivers amazing work, be it events, be it social media, be it whatever it might be. So I think it's very timely that I pass over to our Kelchamar Bell.
Absolutely. Okay. Margaret, you're Connell. You're not McConnell.
Just Connell.
How about that? Kelchamar is indeed a great and a lovely town, historic beyond
absolutely
belief.
Yeah. Born and bred in Kuchmach. I'm one of five children, and I didn't leave the area for too long through my years of being a teenager and into my 20s. And it's a place I love. It's very close to my heart. I still have plenty of family there. Great community. For a small town, it's got a very big heart, so it has.
Yes.
And even most recently, Operation Transformation, which was run all over Ireland. It was a community. It's a community-run event where people get together to get fit, come together and to live a healthier and more active life. And Kuchmach actually was at the top of the league table when it came to results. And RTE came down and filmed a part of their programme in Kuchmach and brought the community together. They're just, everyone is so active, everyone comes together and everyone is very helpful and supportive. And it's a really friendly town. There's lots to do, lots to see.
No harm letting you out.
Someday.
No, that's very true. And of course, Raftery on Filla Lawn Dohus is Grow. Of course, Raftery, the blind poet and the musician and he was a lot of things. But whereas historically, you know, poets and bards, you know, they come and go. Raftery seems to have done quite well in you know, carving a niche, you know, in history. So,
absolutely.
If anybody would straighten that out for us, probably yourself. What was the? He was from Killeaton.
Killeaton, which is just down there. It's only out the road from Kuchmach, I think. And like the age I am, I still remember learning his poetry at school. And I think generation after generation, he will be gone, but he will never be forgotten. He will always be there in everybody's hearts in Kuchmach. And, you know, we do have a monument erected in his memory.
Yes.
Also. And lots of books and lots of books in the local shops in Kuchmach.
Right.
We have lots of tourists coming through the town and staying in the town. And, yeah, they always ask. The books are always on sale, and the local shops are always reaching out for more of his literature to be left in.
And many, many libations in his name and in his honour. As a matter of fact, very few pubs have a room, Maya, dedicated to a poet.
Yes.
But actually, the Raftery room in Kuchmach is a pub. So there you go.
Yeah.
And it is a great meeting place, and again, very historic.
Absolutely. I worked there many years ago.
Really?
As did my siblings. Yes, it was a very was a family run business.
Yes.
And they really believed in families coming together and staying together and working together. So yeah, five of us in our house, and the five of us actually at some stage worked part time in the Raftery rooms.
How about
great
that?
Times and great memories there with Paddy and Jerry.
Terrific.
Jerry was a great guy, so he was, and everybody knew him. Everybody came to visit him.
We do know that we know on a first name basis a great number of people who have come from Kelchimar and from Caledon and Lismarine and Bohola and that entire area. And of course you're a hand's kick from Knock,
yes.
Famous Knock,
yes,
in County Mayo. Tell us though about your involvement with Mayo County Council. This is a great opportunity for me because normally, as you probably know, males and men are very happy to talk among each other, and sometimes we don't get an opportunity to listen what really works and what really happens in counties like Mayo. And mm-hmm. since we are zeroing in on Mayo, a lot has happened. We have long shed the Mayo God Help Us mantra. Mayo is a very productive county, and that's not just because the Taoiseach, mm-hmm. The Prime Minister of Ireland, hails from Castlebar, but industry. All of the investments, the new investment into Mayo, has made it actually something very specific that can be bragged about because it's for real.
Absolutely. Well, I'll fill you in a little bit on my history in Mayo County Council. I came to Mayo Council over 13 years ago, started my days in water services, and then when I was made permanent after doing internal interviews, I spent a year and a half in Ballina Civic offices. And I think this was a real eye-opener because this gave me a great insight as to everything that happens in Mayo County Council. I worked on everything from housing to motor tax. I dealt with customer queries that came in off the street. It was a great experience for me, and it also gave me a confidence boost. The more I dealt with the public, the more confident I got in myself. Great teamwork also in the area offices. The last 4 years, I have been lucky enough to work in the enterprise and investment unit with Joanne. Since Joanne has came to the council, it was a new department that was set up to promote Mayo County Council as a place in which to invest in, a place in which to live in. And I think this has been a huge opportunity for me. And I still am making the most of it. We work extremely hard. We don't work from 9 to 5. We take a call if we get a call at 8 o'clock in the morning and at 6 o'clock in the evening, because you just don't know who needs something the other side of the line. Joanne is amazing. She has done so much for not alone the department, not alone the directorate, but for Mayo County Council and further afield, because Joanne, her door is always open, her phone line is always available. She has done so much. We're blessed to have her in Mayo County Council. And long may she go on, and long may I go on with her.
Absolutely. Look, I want to come back to, and maybe, Joanne, you can again tell us about the setting up of the Mayo Foundation. We know it is for the diaspora, but it is set up in New York. And as such, We talk about support, and we talk about investment, and we talk about a lot of things which, in fact, has helped the west of Ireland, counties west of the Shannon, through support, many times financial support, but support in general through contacts, through referrals, through everything. But setting up that foundation in New York, was that, where did that notion come from?
Well, I over the years, we see that foundations have been established for lots of different reasons, universities, among many. And I recognized an opportunity whereby there was lots of reasons that the diaspora wanted to give back to their county. And it goes across education, sports, communities, charities, depending on how one's life might have been affected. And really, I happened to meet, as Mike mentioned, Mike Hannon, and at an event in New York. It was one of the, I was on the radio show at the same time. It was at the Ireland US Council event, maybe about 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago. And we got chatting, and I said, I really want to see if this is something that the Irish community, and particularly the Mayo community throughout the States, would be interested in. And he said he would do a little bit of investigation. And when he did, it transpired that there was huge appetite for a foundation so that potential people in America could potentially give back home in a way that was efficient for them.
Yeah. And, of course, it is not restricted to New York. As a matter of fact, it is, you know... We talk about everything being global. This is global. It's just as easy for somebody who may be listening to us through irishradio.com in Timbuktu or New Zealand or Australia or Brooklyn to log on to the website, which is not exactly 100% finished yet, but it's almost.
Yeah, it'll go live in the autumn. Okay. So at the moment, we have some information on mayo.ie about the actual foundation. And of course, as Mag said, our lines are, we're always open to take calls and so on about it. But essentially, this is about making communities and places better. And for those people who want to help, we want to be able to facilitate that in a very, very seamless and efficient way. And we know that it's going to be of huge benefit. And I suppose as well, you know, there's many situations, Adrian, as you know well yourself, where people, for example, in the United States may have fell on difficult times and they may wish to be, for one reason or another, they may need a little bit of assistance themselves. They may wish to be repatriated at the right, in due course. And we would like to think that the foundation would be able to assist that type of support as well. And so it will be about a two-way relationship.
Yes, and I endorse that wholeheartedly, and I know that Brian O'Dwyer, attorney, disclaimer here, cousin of mine, we don't have to get along, we don't most of the time, but Brian actually set up the now County Mayo Foundation. It has all kinds of possibilities, but what we really want to point out as that, to our listeners, this is not just a fundraising organization a la collecting for a roof or a church or some other thing, which most of, or a lot of my listeners will remember going back through the years, that nobody ever came out here to find out how we were doing. They were coming out here with the paw out and the hat. This has changed tremendously.
Yeah.
And not before its time. And the fact that that on an international level, people who can help each other,
yes,
will help each other, and the opportunity is there. And that is all the more reason why I welcome both of you and Mike Hannon. The website is mayo.ie.